All right, let's go. Let's go.
Hello, everybody here. My name is Ben Hugo. I'm with the Zoe 103 organization. Please watch my current event show every Mondays and Wednesdays when I'm talking about IT, sports, and entertainment. Don't touch that dial.
Okay. Hello, everybody here. My name is Ben Yuko here with Zoe 103 Media Enterprises. I'm glad to be back with y'all here. I'm glad to be back with everybody here. Welcome to the current event show on this great Monday, September 18, 2023. This is the season premiere, and I'm so glad to be here with you all right now and here today. This is the current, this is the best part of the podcast. The IT support, freelancing, was desktop, laptop support, freelancer, and employee part, and live stream gaming. I mean, live stream gaming means I stream the games and show you how I do in the game set. So we are simulcasting this show, and it's a great show to simulcast this set of this great show. On our Facebook page here, and it is great to bring back this show, because it is wonderful to have this great space and great thing. It's gonna be a lot different. I'm gonna talk about it in the monologue today. What is gonna be different about this current than our previous current event shows? I think it's gonna be more of good excitement. I'm already want to bring excitement to this dialogue. It's gonna be more seasonal shows, so there'll be a few episodes and then we're just gonna take a break, and that's how I think the breaks are gonna be. So there'll be weeks that we may not have the current event show. I might just say the current event show is just not gonna happen, so there'll be more seasonal breaks. Doesn't mean we'll have the specials like on Thanksgiving, the typical Christmas, we'll have New Year's, will have all those regulars are still going to happen. That stuff stays in. But current event shows are going to be more seasonal program shows. Still gives me more time. So we'll have more time in the fall and elements of the winter, because in the spring and summer, It's too much. It's too much just to do it every time and every day and every time every week. So I just think it's best to break the show down. I'm only gonna be on mostly every year when the playoffs are on, when we have things going on. Oh, otherwise there'll be occasions where I will just come in and talk about a specific topic. So like, let's say Twins on the Rise, we'll have AEW. And I'm also gonna do different specials too. There'll be different topics and stuff, so that gives me more time to do a lot of those within the summertime, the spring. So we'll do the show from September to maybe the week of football mania. After that, we won't have the show until mid September again. So it's gonna be more of a seasonal. So we'll take a break during the times of the bigger show, the main shows. So we'll have a 2 week off. We'll have weeks off just not doing the show. We'll just have give me more time to get ready for the Black Tech Billion program and stuff. So it'll be great to be different. What's the purpose of the current? Maybe I might ask you, what is the purpose of the current event show? Well, the purpose of the current event show is to talk about things that's related into IT. Wherever I do things in. When I talk about Minnesota sports, I'll talk about regular sports. Like, let's say, like MLB, I'll talk about a lot of things MLB. So today we're going to talk about some news in MLB. We'll be showing clips of different conversations that have been related that's affecting the world of the baseball league. We'll talk about news in the playoffs. We'll play clips and some conversations that have been going on and related to different things. So that's what would be kind of like really different. so you can get a little bit of a sign. So it's going to be a more our fun. Our Mondays more of our Monday shows are going to be more of the weekly stuff. We'll have my opinionated weekly monologue. That's what I'm doing right now, and that's what I'm going to be doing with you. And I'm actually going to be part of this. It's just the opening of the talking about the new show, new ways of doing things. So those will be a weekly monologue or something that I might be very. It might be a tech one. It might be a baseball one. It might be anything related. Something that needs to be talked about. And what's the big discussion around Minnesota? The good discussion around hip hop, whatever it is that I'm going to get. I got other topics I'm going to relate to talk about today. So that's going to be the big important thing. So every Monday we're going to highlight a Minnesota highlight of the week. We'll highlight something that's going on in the Twin Cities. I'm going to highlight something. I'm going to go highlight this. So a big highlight might be a Twins thing. Might be the Wild. It might be something that happened. It might be happening what's going on. Thing. It will be a big highlight of the week. So you're going to get a lot. You're going to get one or two that I think is really good in the space. Also a lot of folks will see that there'll be a highlight of the week when it comes to that will be like, so we give you that, whatever it's that tech, whatever, but tech will highlight something that goes on. So give them the proper, so that sometimes the black tech building program trying to do everything. I'm gonna highlight something. So that's what's really interesting of a lot of things going on. So that's a thing like that. So that'll be a big highlight there, talking about that too. Plus we'll get the big discussion of those stories. So you get all those stuff. And then Wednesday, we're going to highlight the business of the week. So we got a couple black owned businesses that I'm going to highlight. So I'm going to highlight those on Wednesdays. So it'll be a big, so you're gonna get a lot of shout outs of that. So it'll be our black, it'll be called our Black Business Shout Out Wednesdays. That's what's gonna be of this. So it's gonna be a way different current adventure. It's gonna be a lot different. And then guess what? Everyone's gonna get a shout out. There's a lot of black owned businesses. We'll talk about and also I'll do a tech one. So you're not going to get everything tech, but I'm also going to give you things, someone is a consultant, someone is a, things like that. So that'll be a lot of big things like that. So it's going to be a lot of, so I really, really want to get the person, the shout outs to those things, because that is very, very important, and having their name being recognized is something. So our Black Business Shout Out Wednesdays is going to be here on Wednesdays. So you might have one, two, three. You don't know who I'm going to shout out that day. So you get ready for that. So you should be very much passionate seeing what's coming to the table. Too. So that's coming up today. So that's one of the big things. So that's kind of thing, because I know this summer, after I've had some personal endeavors and a lot of things that were very tough, I reflected, okay, what can make the show better? What can I make the show to do better? And I said to myself, yeah, let's have a highlight of the week. Let's have something that makes people happy. We'll still talk our gossiping. We'll have the gossip story that what's people talking about. It's still gonna be the similar thing, but we'll make sure we'll have a weekly monologue. That's what the weekly monologues are gonna be. You don't know what's shedding to the table. So that's amazing to see all that differences and everything that kind of goes into ways. That I think that is really, really passionate of what everything does. But the thing, like, there's a couple wins that this summer I had was really some good things here. We had the new tech. We had a group that is part of the Twins organization that's also scored with Zone 3 Media. I also want to shout out to Julius Coleman with Black School Scholars, man, along with Jonathan Mason. Again, they do a lot for the Black tech space, and that those two are doing things with software and stuff, and I've really been impressed of what the hard work they've done. So I really want to give them a shout out to a lot of those folks that have been really engaged with the Black community, and that's something that's great to see that difference and stuff. So it's very much important and very, very passionate of what people want to hear. So you're gonna get a little new flavor. It's good. It's a lot of big new flavor. This is gonna be a way new flavor, similar but a lot different. Like, the weekly monologues are gonna be Mondays. The Black business shout outs are gonna be on Wednesdays. And I also want to interview them on the current event show. They'll be there. You might not have topics. I'm just gonna interview, because this is where we are. This is and stuff. And I'm so aggressively happy, because now, and we're gonna talk about this story next, is the Twins. I'm very, very impressed at the second half. I'm very, very happy. We're also getting our work done, education stuff done, getting everything ready, getting my skills up, and everything. So you gotta be really, really proud of what you have on that point. Okay, yeah, 1 second, please. All right, and that's what has to be done. So that's what kind of precedes everything what we have to do. So I'm done with the, I'm pretty much done with the monologue. So that's going to be what it is, weekly basis, guys. So stay tuned for all that. Now, let's talk about these twins. There was some good on Thursday. I'm very happy. There's really nothing much to say, except that we did what we needed to do. Okay? I'm very happy with the twins. I'm very, very proud of what they've done. They actually got something, but they what we needed to do is to finish and get a whole. We got a series win, but we needed a sweep. And this week we got the Reds. Okay, so let me just look into the MLB MLB stuff here right now, because I'm gonna. Okay, MLB baseball. All right, MLB baseball. I'm just gonna go through some of the important news behind it. Okay, here's what we know now. Seriously, in the series effect right now, okay? You know that the Twins play today. The Guardians play this afternoon. The Guardians play this afternoon. So they're matching up. They really have a lot of work to do. Okay? The Twins, we're ready to go. We got to get the win tonight because we play against Cincinnati. We got to look good tonight. Okay, there's a lot of things that happen. Let's look at this, okay? You got to see this now. This magic number is 6. Okay? Okay, I have to move my laptop over here so I can use some of this air. Okay? I have to hold this up. Okay, I want you to see this. I want you to see this, okay? All right, you see that number right there? The magic number is 6, okay? Magic number is 6. This can go down 2 if Cleveland loses today. That'll be Thor. They get swept, it's done. If they get swept, they're done. Then we got to play this. So we easily can clinch it as on Friday. So we got to be ready for this. Okay, so that's what pretty much happens here from at this point. All right, wild card. This is the same scenario. Cleveland got 3. They get swept by this. They're not going to be in. If they get swept, they're pretty much eliminated. Okay? Because they can't win the division because Tampa's already clinched it. What was that team, Texas, that everyone was supposed to? It's right here, okay? So they lost 3 in a row. They lose tonight. If they continue to lose, it's gonna be Baltimore, Houston, us, Tampa, Toronto, and probably Seattle. And they say the Yankees about to catch up here. The Yankees about to catch up. Because they have to win tonight. They have to win or they're not going to make it. The Yankees about, and we'll probably, and I hope we don't get them. Because I hope we don't. Because they're just going to run. I don't know how they're walking free, but it's like, what? Because here's the thing about this whole thing. This is their schedule. This is their schedule. This is their schedule. If you really, let's break this schedule down. Okay? Because they get the Blue Jays for 3, and they get the Diamondbacks. They have to win 2 games. And then they have to play the Diamondbacks. So they must win. Their last 2 weeks are critical. They have to win. But we don't want them to win. This is the goal of the thing. So we The good thing, the important thing about the Twins is we got to make sure that we don't get them. And then they always show up. So that's why I prefer Texas or Seattle to take that lead. Because Seattle has more of them and Texas have more of an advantage of going to the playoffs. Because remember, if this team gets swept, if Toronto sweeps this team, which we want them to do, if they sweep, get two or three, and they get swept, they're done. They could be eliminated, but they have a shot. Now, Boston's already eliminated. Boston's got to play Texas. Boston's already eliminated. The Boston's got to be eliminated. They're going to be eliminated. Finally. They got to play the Rangers, and they got to play the Rays, and they got to play the Orioles. Ooh, that's just elimination early in the making. Oh, they're going to have you for lunch. You're basically their dinner right now. Because look at this. You get them, then you might get one or two, and then they beat you once. But these people are going to love to have you. I keep telling folks, Boston's going to have a hard time making it because not only they got to play Texas, they got to play the Rays, and they got to play the Orioles. Okay? They got to play the Orioles. Yankees, if they had to do that, they... So that's what happens there. So that's why our last two, we're gonna make it because we got to get the leverage and we gotta get our stars up and star power and everything. So I am getting ready for seeing some things like that. So I'm not really pretty much have that much to say about this, but the whole scenario of this because you already know what's gonna happen here. I'm not shocked about this. I think it's gonna probably be Miami gonna make this. Cincinnati might get up there. They got a shot. And this is where the fight is now. We got to take them out. Because Cincinnati is coming. They get us today. You're already seeing Washington eliminated. You're seeing St. Louis getting eliminated. You're seeing the Mets, they'll be gone. The only teams you got left are Cincinnati and San Francisco. Oh, and they will love... They love to have a meal. They're not even done. And I thought Cleveland was gonna be finished. But somehow they escaped. They weren't supposed to escape. But again, I was wrong. And that's okay. But we're gonna make sure they don't escape. They don't escape. Kansas, and even Kansas has already been eliminated. They've been eliminated a long time ago. So that's pretty much what it is. So I don't really have much to say about this. I don't have anything to say. Let's just get to that right now. Let's get to the big event. Let's get to the biggest part of the week. Let's get to the biggest part of the week now, which is Twin Cities Startup Week. A lot of things going on. We have Spark North having their event today. They're going to be talking about building AI, building all those relations. So Twin Cities Startup Week, you better check them out between now and Thursday. You got the Cup Awards. You have Black Tech Talent Game Night. We'll be on tomorrow, twice tomorrow. We have our show. Then we got this stuff going on. So that's also a big advantage, okay? So we need to listen into that show tomorrow because that's going to be a big topic tomorrow. So Smart North is having a lot of things going on. Stuff. So Twin Cities Startup Week. So that's why I'm very, very impressed with the thing. I want to make sure I cover everything that I cover. Yeah. So yep, Twin Cities Startup Week. Yep, we're on that now. So we're talking about Twin Cities Startup Week. It is great to hear that is all happening going on this week. So that is going to happen there. So that's pretty much easy for everybody to understand. So So that is very much important. So that's number one. So let's talk about this whole VMA. Okay, let's talk about this whole VMAs and everything. It's gonna tie into Nicki Minaj too. We're gonna talk about her next. I gotta find that's what's funny. That even she, I might not be the biggest fan of Nicki Minaj because after she disrespected Malcolm and her music isn't the same, it's not really that great. But I'll say this. She had more impact of a fan base in real life than what they'll have on social media and having labels to back you. You gotta have to see the nerve. You have to see the absolute nerve that this award show and all those women from like Selena Gomez to Taylor Swift and all those other bullshitters that were all completely, absolutely assholes on, and they were all hating. I have never seen a group of people be hating this much. They're some of the biggest haters. The hating was so bad. It wasn't funny. But I was actually watching it so much and getting any collapsing behind it. Why are you so hating? Why are you so hateful? You are such a hater. No, you are such a hater. And everything. So you just bullshitting so much and what everything you're trying to accomplish. So you know, I've never seen full hating that it's not even funny of what a hater does. Then you got Sukiyani. You had them out there twerking. You had them big, sexy, red, like pieces of shit. But there were some people that looked like Coco looked nice at the award show. And then there was a few others that I did saw at the award show that did actually look nice and actually was intimidating. So it was like what it is. But, you know, that... So I knew that award show was always going to... Nicki, that's the only reason they had the whole pink flavoring of the show. But it's so embarrassing. It was some real hate and stuff that you get from a typical black feminist. A typical feminist that would love to see some hating ass stuff. That's what they will do. So that's why it's important to see all the hating behavior. Absolutely, totally inappropriate and nothing sustainable and anything they have knowledge of themselves. Like, they're so pitiful and absolutely looking so trash that they actually are. It says Nas's new album. Well, I'm going to say this. That album was pretty good. And people were saying over the weekend that Lil Wayne outrapped. Okay, he might have been a great, he was showing his lyrical game, and Lil Wayne actually did do it in one of Nas's songs. But I think the album in general, that might be a couple. That song was one repeat, and that's like one other song that I actually like that was actually pretty good with Nas. I just haven't finished listening to the album, but I'm gonna do a part two on Wednesday. So I think the album personally so far is an 8 out of 10. I think that album was like 8. But we're going to haven't heard the rest of it. This is just so far. I just haven't finished listening to everything. And I might want to listen to some of the songs again. And gaps the album on it. So that's one of the things that it's kind of amazing to see that come together. Okay. So I'm so impressed of what Nas has done, his growth. And I want to just take a moment to talk about that. That's what he was talking about. This is what you got to push the pen. You got to push the paper and the pen. That's what a lot of rappers are missing. They're not pushing their pen. They're not getting anything tangible. What are you trying to accomplish? That's just, you have nothing to achieve. You have nothing to stain. You have nothing to stain talent on. So that's why I'm so happy when they're pushing that pen. I'm seeing that absolutely a lot of key efforts and things that can be sustainable in the long run. So I think that is what we do. What we need to see more is actually pushing the pen game and pushing the pen effort and everything that is going to be worth and sustainable and what absolutely has to be accomplished behind it. So that's I'm pretty much proud of what I am and trying to get every day to know and get a real feeling of everything. That's wow. So that's my ranking 8 out of 10. Now I want to focus on Nicki Minaj's husband before I get to the other tech news and stuff. The Kenneth Petty thing over the weekend. It was just absolutely, dude. You're about to get. They haven't filed charges. Okay, so why are you still asking that? He should just sit his ass down and just try to be a dad to Papa Bear, which he's I know he's trying to do, but it sucks. It sucks when you can't be can't focus on your fatherhood right there and try to get an accomplishment and being very shameful. But again, this is the kind of person you got to deal with. So again, what you're seeing right now is him spazzing out at everything he's spazzing. He's just spazzing out fully. And he's just, that's just really, really tough for what's going on with the stuff. Okay. That's what's really making this tough. Okay. Well, and that's, so I don't have that much to say. It's not even worth me talking about it, but let's get to the other tech news. Let's get to what we got going on today. So let's just, let me show you this, and let's get this thing up to the air to where I want it to be. Microsoft wants you to stream PC games too. Xbox Game Pass streaming powers are remarkable, but they have been limited to titles that have been released on Xbox console. Game Pass includes a ton of PC games, and plenty of them are available, but in order to play them, you have to download the file locally and play them on the game PC. According to recent revealed court documents, Microsoft was planning to add PC games to the game streaming plus setup, competing directly with sites like Nvidia's GeForce. Now, the information is not official, but even through its conduit from internal Microsoft documents, as within a lot of corporate revelations late, you can thank a lawsuit for the news. The tidbit revealed an internal email and present as evidence in the U.S. Federal Trade Commission antitrust lawsuit and Microsoft attempts to buy a gaming publisher giant Active Blizzard. Now, I'm a Microsoft fan, personally, but I'm not a fan of their business ethics because I feel like they're getting into the market. It's to completely buy up and corrupt the whole, and it's just everything they touch is getting problematic. Even with everything with Apple, Google, all of them, they just get problematic every time they do this type of shit. They get into so much trouble, and it's unacceptable. And that's why we have so many problems with these folks when they have all this crap going on, all this fraud, and they're just bullshitting. And all that stuff is very, very, very detrimental. Okay, so let's do this again. Let's read this some more. A string of communication between Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and other executives back in 2021 showed them discussing Google's standalone gaming streaming platform, which since flopped. The Verge breaks it down. Specifically, the executives discussed Google's ability to leverage its cloud computing muscle to other cheated third-party companies as a white label service, something that Google did eventually try out. Microsoft itself played a huge player in the cloud computing world might be able to compete. I'm assuming that we will do the things with Game Pass PC right. Nadella asked, to which Microsoft gaming bot Phil Spencer and Xbox creator like Sarah Bond respond in firm. This is their statement. The issue that Xbox cloud gaming streaming system is currently based on customized Xbox hardware, essentially stripped down servers made of the same chip you find in the Xbox Series X. For thought, it is based on AM6 hardware, is incredibly fine tuned out to create a consistent console experience, and it can't run PC games. Designed in a regular desktop with discrete graphic card and not at least with a lot of working software. In order to deliver a modern PC, a LA Git 4 or the latest not so settle, Microsoft will need to get update and an argument on some of the hardware Azure cloud platform. These emails indicate that Nadella wanted this to happen and his executive team was working on at least contemporarily 2 years ago. Will we see it to fruition? That's a lot clearer 2 years later. Besser said in later email that Nivea Sir is to date number one competitor, and that remains to it. Still has collapsed. Newer players in the market like Amazon Luna Sir that ran PlayStation Plus seem timid at best. Meanwhile, Microsoft goes out for consensual loyal play game and stream Xbox has the mega RPG Starfield like a scenario. Bethesda is available on local titles on PC and Xbox with the console version up to Game Pass subscribers. Well, we may not see the expansion of the PC game offered for streaming play, but it seems a natural extension of the Everything Everywhere strategy of Game Pass. So that's no. Okay, so that's one. So that's why it's a lot of trash. And this is another one I it's a good one right here. And this is the one you should be looking at. This new headphone set. Netcon launches the RIG 6 Pro Dual World Gaming headset. So I'm gonna be part of it, and you'll see what we're gonna call it though, okay? Natural has announced a new addition to a part of RIG Pro range at the rig of the 600 Pro 8X headset for Xbox. We love RIG headset Windows Center due to the lightweight and comfortable design of the new should be product. This model will make it outdoor Xbox headsets. So it talks about here. The RIG 600 Pro X is made to be wireless compatible with the Xbox console with the HS model for PlayStation and to use a low latency 2.4 USB charger adapter and which is connected to your phone or tablet with a Bluetooth simultaneously and switch seamlessly between games and emails and phone calls. My favorite use for the dual model of the auto headset to play a game while listening to a podcast and its feature I'm used to only see a high price point. I'm glad Netco is bringing the tech around the world $100. The RIG 600 Pro HX should work perfectly with Steam Deck and Nintendo Switch. If you have multiple game devices, it will be handy accessory if you want to cloud game on your mobile. It was one of the best cloud controllers for Xbox Cloud Gaming. So, Tosso, and this is just, I'm going to read some, and that's what should be looked at more. So, please check this product out, and it describes everything. So, I don't want to bore you on that. I just want to read. So I always want to, I'm gonna be putting up these articles so you guys can see what articles I read and you can read it for yourself. Because I think that is what we have to do here. Is educate yourself so you will see everything that you see how we covered it all and broomed through this show. We covered some things, we talked about some tech stuff, and we're also gonna cover tech shows on the Black Tech Billing Program too. So since we have the special tomorrow, I will do the announcements for the brand on. So if we don't have a show at the billing program until Friday, I do the show, I know the announcements on Mondays, but we have a special tomorrow, so we don't have to do that. But if the special, we have zero specials tomorrow, then I do the announcements. I'll do the announcements. Okay. And if if we don't have a Black Tech Billing Program until Tuesday, then sometimes I do the announcement Wednesdays. So just remind yourself. So today we have the open weekly monologue and the Minnesota highlight of the week. That's going to be every week. Those are the two things we'll always have. So then on Wednesday, we'll have our Black Business Spotlight. Spotlight. So we'll have that, plus you'll have your IT news, you'll get your entertainment news and all the Minnesota related of the Twins and stuff, But I am going to bring up some of the big highlight stories of the Gophers too on Wednesday. So that's on Wednesday. So we'll have that. So we'll have when the Wilds start, if the Twins, the play go further in the play, well, if we don't, we'll just retire that and then we'll go right to the Wild and talk about some of the Wild thing going on there, and also we'll talk about stuff. Talk about, you know, the Gophers in the middle and the Gopher basketball team when they come back too on Wednesdays. So that also be big too. Well, I do want to make one announcement related to the Twins. Black School Scholars and Nestle Collaborations is going to have their event on Wednesday, September 27th. So please get your tickets on. It's going to be a very, very busy time. It's going to be a busy show. So that will be one of the big things there. So I pretty much have it. That's all I have for you for this first season premiere of the current event show, everybody. So I will see you all back tomorrow on the Black Tech Billing Program special. So yes, so I'll be sharing this show with everybody I know. Everybody I know, I'll share it to everybody, the show. And then yes, I will have the articles. I have the articles, so I'll be until in moments, but by today, I'll have this show up. The show will be up. So thanks, everybody. You all have a great day, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.